Feeling a bit like fall, it officially begins Saturday. The National Book Festival taking over the National Mall this weekend, giving you a chance to enjoy the outdoors. But that is not all. I got on Skype with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
First, I check out Mount Vernon for its Colonial Day celebration on Saturday and Sunday, with colonial-era artisans doing everything from furniture making to textile work. You also see puppet and magic shows for kids, along with the art of sword swallowing and fire breathing, which, you know, that's what they did in Mount Vernon those days. And then downtown on Saturday, it's the 17th Street Festival from Riggs Place to P Street, with music, dance, big art show, and even games and activities for your dog, so you can bring along your four-legged buddy to this one. It goes from noon until 6 on Saturday. And finally, for all those who are into veggies, there's something called DC Veg Fest on Saturday at Yards Park downtown. You'll find more than 100 vendors offering healthful food samples, but it's not all fruits and veggies, Dimitri. They'll also have a cupcake eating competition from Sticky Fingers Bakery, and the event itself goes from 11 until 6 on Saturday.
Sounds delicious, but wait a minute, cupcakes aren't vegetables.
They'll slip something in there. Yeah.
If you want to get in the car and cruise a little bit, there are a couple celebrations not far away.
Yeah, out at Great Country Farm in Loudoun County, it's their annual Cider Festival on Saturday and Sunday, where you can taste some sparkling cider blends like peach and raspberry and cherry. And then when it comes to apples, the farm will do some cider pressing demos with the family's 1865 cider press. Anyone who wants to give the press a crank themselves can do it, and the event goes from 10 until 4 each day. And then out at Dulles Airport on Saturday, it's the 20th annual plane pull. And here's how it works. Teams of 25 volunteers compete against each other to see how far they can pull a 747. It all goes to benefit Special Olympics. And the rest of the event includes vintage aircraft, car show, lots of food, and even a kid's truck pull. It's all free, and it goes from 11 until 4 on Saturday.
And with everyone out here enjoying the weather, it's probably a good time to duck into the National Gallery of Art to see one brand new show and another worth checking out before it goes in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, on Sunday, an exhibit called Shock of the News opens at the National Gallery, and it covers the relationship between newspapers and artists between 1909 and 2009. So you'll see some really interesting work from Pablo Picasso, Man Ray, Jasper Johnson, even Laurie Anderson. And the exhibit runs through January 27th. And while you're there, as you say, a quick reminder that you have until October 8th to see the work of realist painter George Bellows. It's an incredibly powerful show covering the earliest 20th century America, and you'll see boxers and tenement children and the urban landscape of New York City. Again, it's at the National Gallery, and you have a couple more weeks to check it out.
Mike McCarthy with Washington Flyer. Read more about all the events he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.